Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery.
Hey, John Hollis with Rockers in Recovery. I want to welcome everybody to Waking Up Blessed here this morning. And of course, if you're tuning into the show for the first time, it's starting our day with inspirational stories of experience, strength, and hope. And of course, we want to thank Sober Map App for sponsoring today's show. You can check them out at SoberMap.com. And, of course, we were supposed to have Sam on today from, Sam had an issue in the family and had somebody pass away from lung cancer and has to be at a funeral this morning. So one of the benefits and our condolences, of course, to Sam and his friend and the family, and most importantly, we get to wake up blessed today, and we get to be able to deal with situations as they occur. And, you know, one of the things that we've been able to do over the years since 2008, since we've been producing radio shows, is we have archived over 2,000 radio episodes that we have done since 2008. We have 1,000 that are up for the general public to listen to. So I went back into the archives and I found the show that me and Sam had did at the beginning of the year. And it was an amazing show. We were talking about medication-assisted treatment. And it was a really, really good show. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play that for you this morning, play the show, and then come back on afterwards and go out with some music. But, you know, if you're out there today and you know, waking up blessed, you know, I'm so grateful today that I have a life that I don't have to use when I wake up in the morning. I don't have to pick up a substance and put it in my body. I don't have to wake up to cracking a beer and drinking it and you know, doing my first hit or whatever. And those, you know, those things and situations don't occur in my life today because recovery is where I'm at. And that's what I look forward to every day when I wake up. I wake up blessed. I get to go out on my little front porch. I get to watch my squirrels, you know, and my cardinal family that comes and eats out of the bird feeder. I get to read my book, my meditation book, my little black book. I need to, you know, I get to pray each morning and ask God to get me through another day without picking up a drink or a drug, but most importantly, to have me be of maximum service to people. And, you know, to be of maximum service to him. I am so grateful that I get the opportunity to be able to have a show like this, to be able to carry a message forward to somebody that may be listening this morning that, you know, is on the fence. If you're out there and you're listening, you know, and you don't understand, you know, that this could be, you know, a turning point in your day, where you could choose in. You know, we get a choice today. We either choose in or we choose out. If you choose in, there's some things that you need to do. And there's a lot of work in the process of recovery. And it's a daily reprieve. You know, the bottom line for me is that I get to, again, I get to, because of recovery, share a message of hope. And, you know, from a guy that started using at 11 years old, and continued to use for 40 years, one day at a time, I get to today carry a message that says you don't have to do that anymore. I'm a guy that was sexually molested at the age of 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm a person of a broken home from the age of 5. The trauma of childhood was unbelievable. Two choices in the opinion of mine and the professionals that I either picked up a drink or a drug or I blew my brains out or, you know, hurt myself back then. I lived my life in fear and anxiety, and I ran with that for many, many years, and here's my reality. Today I don't have to do that. Today I'm able to get the help that I needed to be able to start dealing with those issues, but most importantly, I don't have to medicate them anymore. I don't have to medicate today for situations that occur in my life that I used to run from and not want to be a part of. So like I said, I'm really glad that everybody's, you know, tuning in and listening. And if you, of course, need to talk to me or you need to contact Rockers in Recovery or Waking Up Blessed, you can send an email to wakingupblessed@gmail.com. You can also go to rockersandrecovery.com and you can click on the contact page and just send us a contact. Any page that you're listening on right now, at the bottom of the page, there's a form where you can send a message to us too. So I just want to, you know, again, have, everybody has a great day. Be blessed in all that you do. And we're going to, again, play the show from Sam back at the beginning of 2018 about medicated assisted treatment. And I hope you enjoy the show. Check it out, and I'll be back on once the clip is done.
Hardy's Happy Hour isn't your average happy hour. From 2 to 5 p.m., double sliders are only $1.25. Call it a charbroiled hour, a double beef hour, a whole lot of melty cheese hour. Call it what you want. Happy Hour at Hardy's is a good call. Offer for a limited time and only between 2 and 5 p.m. Price and participation may vary. That's not included.
Xfinity Mobile is a new kind of network designed to save you money while streaming your favorite music. Like that 90s jams playlist you've played 72 times today. It combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet, so all you pay for is data. And now get a $200 prepaid card when you buy an iPhone. Visit an Xfinity store or click to see how. Restrictions apply. Require subscription to Xfinity postpay internet and activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account.
Blog Talk Radio.
Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, I'm John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery, checking us out at the Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, you can listen to us at rockersandrecovery.com. You can listen to us on the streamer. Just click on the Listen Live button. Tonight we have a great guest. We have Sam calling in. He's with Amethyst Recovery Center. Amethyst Recovery Center is out of Port St. Lucie, a great organization. And tonight we're going to be talking about medication-assisted treatment, MATs. And we'll talk in depth about that. If you want to find out more about Rockers in Recovery, you can go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on the About page and all that stuff. And, again, tonight's guest is Sam. Let's get Sam on the line and get to it. Sam, welcome to the show.
I'm here, buddy.
Hey, listen, good to talk to you, and hope your holidays were well.
Yeah, they were very good. Good to talk to you too, John. And I'm sorry to hear about the event. You know, that's a shame, but, you know, on to the next one.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, the good news is that we're all above dirt, and we're still breathing, and we get to do more help. That's the good news.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And, hey, listen, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you know, a lot of us have come out of the abstinence-based model of treatment or recovery. And today, with the ongoing opioid use disorder that's happening across the country and 174 people dying a day from heroin and opioid use, a lot of that is changing. Would you agree?
It is. It is indeed. It's definitely a different world out there right now.
So when you look at medication-assisted treatment or harm reduction, are they both in the same or are they two different categories?
You know, there is some similarities, but there is, you know, a difference. Harm reduction is more like, you know, a safe zone for addicts to shoot up, a needle exchange, et cetera. I do see the value in it. You know, I know when I was out there getting high, if, you know, you asked me where I was going to shoot up or get high, it didn't matter. I was going to get high where I could. And, you know, having a safe zone to go to and use, you know, a lot of people get upset about, but it gives them a chance to go there and, you know, maybe have a seed planted and maybe some, one of the counselors or someone at the safe zone, you know, says, you know, gives them that tool that, you know, helps them change. When it comes to Matt, though, you know, that's more of a medication-assisted treatment, which can you know, I have mixed feelings on, but we'll get to that in the next question.
Yeah, and I think that that's, you know, that being said, when you use an MAT and you start to, you know, work with people on that level, it usually was used for a detox. Like if somebody was going into detox and they had their heroin addiction or an opioid addiction, they would use like Suboxone or they would use methadone or they would use some type of opioid like that to help somebody come down. Now it's becoming more of somebody using that on a daily basis to help them with their cravings and things like that. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, you know, Matt, is the use of Suboxone in a long-term basis. And there's definitely value to it. You know, there's a lot of kids working in the field that I've seen that, you know, they were never going to get sober with an abstinence-based model. And, you know, they went to a MAT treatment, and, you know, that's what they're on and that's what they're doing, and it works for them. So, you know, there's certain cases, you know, the chronic relapsers and certain people that, you know, MAT is the solution, and it's saving a lot of lives. So, you know, I didn't get sober that way. I know a lot of people that got sober abstinence-based and a lot of people that got sober through MAT programs, and, you know, they both have needs to it. It's just, you know, properly diagnosing and properly using them in the right context is the most important thing.
So that being said, there's two types of MATs that are popular, and it's Vivitrol and Suboxone. And from what I've been reading and looking at, Vivitrol is more used after you've been fully detoxed, and Suboxone can be used if the person has used even an hour ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So some people argue that Vivitrol is not technically MAT treatment. I consider it MAT. It is a medication-assisted treatment, so it's exactly what it is. You know, the basic difference is Vivitrol, you know, is used, like you said, afterwards. Vivitrol is a shot. It's an opioid antagonist. It basically blocks the effects of any type of opiate for up to 30 days. It's a shot you get every 30 days. It has what's called naltrexone on it. Generally, you know, when we give it to our patients, we start them with, you know, the naltrexone pills. They'll take the pills for a few days. If their body reacts well to it, then we'll give them the shot. But I know ever since we started implementing it, which I want to say is about 2 years ago we started implementing it, but more recently it's become a lot more popular. You know, our success rates have skyrocketed. And, you know, it's definitely it's a fantastic drug. We utilize Subutex and Suboxone as well. We utilize it in a detox setting. So we utilize it for people with opiate addictions to come off of opiates. And it's a great tool for that. We don't have a long-term Suboxone program right now. You know, maybe something we would consider in the future. Right now, you know, we don't have it. You know, like I said, it's not the way I got sober, but it definitely has a lot of value in it. And there's certain people that do need that, you know, type of MAT treatment.
So when you start looking at the Vivitrol end of this, it's really when you cut through all of the hype on both sides, what you're really finding is somebody that is getting clean and going through detox, and you're using Suboxone to wean them off. When they're finally weaned off, they then have the ability to get on the Vivitrol to be able to maintain and help them maintain with a monthly shot.
Correct. Exactly. So it's a little easier use. However, they've just come out with a chip implant for Suboxone that you can get implanted in you now to 3 months. So, you know, I thought that something like that was a little better, because what I see a lot of times, what happens with these MAT programs is, you know, and I know I was in one actually for a little while. You know, the day you want to stay sober, you take your Suboxone or your Subutex, and the day you don't want to stay sober, you don't, and you use. So, you know, that was kind of the issue with Matt. And it also, you know, coming off of that stuff after long-term use is pretty rough. I've detoxed people coming off of long-term methadone, Subutex or Suboxone, and it's ugly. It's not a fun thing to detox from. Your body becomes more dependent on it than most opiates you're going to find out there. So, you know, that would be, you know, the best answer to that question.
The other thing that, you know, needs to be said with this is, like, this is not a silver bullet by no means. There has to be therapy and all other supporting therapeutic things that are going on along with it. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. and you know, that's one of the things I've seen definitely, you know, with most MAT treatment centers, not all of them, but most of them, they are providing that type of support. And if you are, you know, treating, you know, the mental side as well as the physical side, and continuing the therapy, you know, there is definitely a lot of value in it. You know, and to go back to the question you were asking about Vivitrol earlier, you know, there's basically three types of drugs. You have buprenorphine, which is what's in Subutex, which is basically a it basically replaces in your receptor in your brain, and it gives you kind of a euphoric feeling and makes you really not feel any of the withdrawals from opiates. It gives you a similar feeling to an opiate. Then you have Suboxone, which is a mix of buprenorphine and naltrexone. So what Suboxone does is it gives you the same, your brain the same type of feeling that Subutex would, as well as providing naltrexone, which, you know, blocks you from being able to utilize any other types of outside opiates. And then Vivitrol, which is just naltrexone, which is a long-term naltrexone that you take, and like I said, it gives you that 30-day window that, you know, you cannot use, although I've seen many people try. And it is very dangerous, and people overdose all the time from trying to use so much that it, you know, gets past what the naltrexone's doing in the blocking. But, you know, that's why it's important to, you know, always continue therapy along with utilizing any.
So there is some downsides to the fact that, you know, there, as far as using is concerned, God forbid somebody goes out and they decide they're going to use again. You know, now you're looking at, you know, they got fentanyl out there and everything else that's going on, but also you're trying to take twice the dose or three times the dose of what you would normally take because you're trying to get past the blocker.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, it doesn't work, but, you know, people do overdose that way, that's for sure. It's important you're closely monitored. You know, we recommend you to complete a program before beginning any type of Vivitrol treatment. Or at least be at the end phases of the program. That's just our take, not saying there's, you know, there's plenty of other ways to do it.
Now, in you know, like the onset of everything that's going on across the nation, everybody's saying and stating that this is probably the best way to be able to get get things back under control, so that way people have the ability to stay sober and have a shot at recovery. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's two sides to that. The payers definitely like MAT and push MAT treatment. It's more of an easier solution. You know, when it comes to American medicine, the solution is take a pill, take a substance. And that's, you know, has some flaws in it. But, you know, like I said, if you're mixing it along with other types of therapy and other types of treatment, there's a lot of other different substances out there and types of therapies that are, you know, very cutting edge and I believe are just as successful as any type of MAT treatment. So it kind of depends, you know, in that situation. You know, the problem, you know, that I see a lot of times with it, other than, like I said, with the pill form of Suboxone, which people take when they don't want to use so they don't feel withdrawal symptoms and use when they want, is, you know, for a lot of times what people will do is they'll go get the Vivitrol shot, or they'll detox and then get the Vivitrol shot, and they'll be like, I'm good. I don't need any treatment. I don't need any meetings. I don't need to get a sponsor. You know, I don't need to read the big book. I don't need to do anything. I took the Vivitrol shot. And what I see happens a lot of times then is then they start going to other substances. So you take an opiate addict, you give them a Vivitrol shot, and the next thing you know, they're an alcoholic, or they're smoking crack cocaine, or they're smoking meth. So that's kind of the other issue that you run into sometimes with the Vivitrol type of treatment. I mean, we could go on and on and on and debate the pros and cons. But like I said, you know, depending on the situation, depending how it's administered and how it's monitored, there's definitely a lot of value in that treatment. And, you know, I'm a big fan for it. And anything that can, you know, give any percentage of you know, the individual who's trying to get sober to stay sober, I'm absolutely willing to try.
So at Amethyst Recovery Center, the center that you are the director of business development for, one of the questions I have for you is, like with the MAT programs, what are some of the other, you know, therapies that you use around MAT?
Sure. So there's a lot of them. I could go on and on. There's all types of different cognitive behavioral therapy. You have different stuff through biofeedback and neurofeedback. You have places, you know, there's therapies that we haven't even started yet. Like I know auricular therapy is a big one. There's a lot of different supplements and vitamin infusions that we do that are very popular. A new one that is going to be controversial come out is, you know, a lot of centers I've seen start using the CBT or the hemp oil, which has a lot of value in it as well. But that's kind of been one of the new ones that I've seen coming out. You know, and then as well as your traditional group therapy, your individual therapy, your outside meetings, working your steps, finding a sponsor, you know, anything from spiritual groups to, you know, whatever your religious belief is, getting involved in that, building your support network and your sober support network. You know, we could go on. There's all different types of therapies, but, you know, every individual is different, and recovery is not a one-size-fits-all. So, you know, when the individual comes in, you know, we kind of have it set up where we have 21 different types of therapies and tracks, and we kind of let the individual choose what they want to do. And it's almost a nice way where you kind of fool them, because if someone chooses to do that, and even if they don't like it and they were forced to do it, there's something about when they make a choice to do something that they open up and they're more willing to do it. So, you know, like I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all. And everybody's different. Everybody has a different solution and a different way to the solution. You know, I know my way, and I know a lot of other people that have followed, you know, the traditional big book and meetings. But, you know, in the modern day of this epidemic, you know, that's not the answer for everybody. And that's what it comes down to. And you have to be willing to look outside the box and try other types of therapies. And, you know, here at Amethyst, that's one thing we're always open and willing to do. And we're always looking for new things and new ways to, you know, continue to be cutting edge and provide the best treatment to our patients.
Good stuff, Sam. As always, it's a pleasure having you on and talking about, you know, current events and current things that are going on. And, of course, we look forward to having you back on with us, Sam. And, of course, Amethyst Recovery Center is one of our media partners. They're one of the guys that help us day-to-day carrying the message of hope the way that we do online and through all of our platforms. And if it wasn't for guys like Sam and Amethyst, we would be in the dark, singing to the choir. So we appreciate all your support, Sam, and we look forward to having you back on next month. And most importantly, we hope that this February message from Sam and Amethyst gets out there and it's helpful. And, Sam, again, thank you for being on with us and being a part of the show.
Thanks again for having me on the show, and I appreciate it. And if you're not a supporter of Rockers in Recovery, you definitely need to link up with John and get plugged in. You know, he runs a great organization. He does a lot of stuff, and he gets a lot of exposure out there to help people. And, you know, we really, really like being a partner with him.
Sam, that's so special, and thank you so much for saying that. We really, really appreciate it. God bless you, and God bless Amethyst, and we're going to see you soon.
That sounds good, John. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too, brother. All right, guys. Sam from Amethyst. Great people doing great stuff there in Port St. Lucie. Check them out, and most importantly, if you're hanging out tonight and you're listening to the show, you are always welcome to come back tomorrow night and listen again. Thanks. All right, guys, there you go. That was Sam from back in February, and you're listening to Waking Up Blessed, and we had to do a pre-recorded show with Sam because Sam had a funeral he had to be at this morning. So, again, our condolences to Sam and his family and to his loved ones that have passed. So we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in this morning. And it was a great message, you know, something, there's a lot of things that are going on, of course, across the country. We all know that there's a huge epidemic that's happening, as you heard in the show. And, you know, there's alternatives that are out there. You know, Waking Up Blessed is really, for me, a show that, you know, shows that, you know, what the face of recovery is. And, you know, of course, how do we get there? You know, there's all kinds of different vehicles to get to that point. For myself, you know, a 12-step approach has worked for me. For other people, it doesn't. And, you know, they have to go through what they have to, you know, go through to be able to find other resources and things that work for them. And most importantly, here at Waking Up Blessed, we're open to everything. So, you know, if what works for me doesn't work for you, we can help you find something that does work for you. and through guys like Sam and other folks that are part of Rockers in Recovery, or other people that are not part of Rockers in Recovery that we can reach out to for help. It doesn't matter. If you're looking for help this morning or you're looking to find the solution to your problem, you know, there are people that can help. You can go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the media partners. In there, you have, of course, some private sector people that can help, like Sam, but there's also Music Cares. There's also SAMHSA. There's 12-step approaches, non-12-step approaches. Everything is right there at rockersinrecovery.com on the Media Partners tab. You know, my sponsor told me that the program has a wrench for every nut, and he definitely was right, you know, for me. It worked for me. But, again, what we tried to do at rockersinrecovery.com and on the media tabs is to the media partner tabs is to be able to have something that would fit for any individual that might be looking. So God bless you today, and may all your day be blessed with some great stuff. And most importantly, mad, glad, or sad, we don't get that first one up, and so we get to give back to society. Much love to everybody. Tomorrow we got a great show, and tune back in Monday through Friday, Waking Up Blessed at, of course, 9 a.m. You can find it right at rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the Listen Live button, and you'll be able to check out the show of the day. So much love, and we look forward to being back with you tomorrow morning. And here we go. We're going to go out with a little EC, Mr. Eric Clapton. Change the world.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.